As we get set to introduce her by Crone, I want to remind my listeners that we have an amazing and incredible arrangement with our friends at Art Scroll. Go to artscroll.com. Always use promo code radio, and you do use promo code radio at artscroll.com. Major discount and free shipping on any amount, which is pretty amazing, including the brand new The Maggid on Tfila, that, of course, our dear friend Pesach Crone is responsible for. So go to artscroll.com, and remember the rule, always use promo code radio. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to JM and the AM the incredible Maggid himself and the wonderful author of so many books and many, many, many of them with our friends at Art Scroll, including the latest. It's entitled The Maggid on Tfila, Stories and Insights to Elevate Your Davening. Rabbi Pesach Crone, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be back here. I remember that I came to your studio in New Jersey and in the Lower East Side, and now we can do this over the phone. It's very wonderful.
Oh, technology's amazing, Rabbi Crone. Rabbi Crone, everybody, as you know, because you saw the outpouring from around the world, concerned about your health, and thank God, you sound fantastic. So Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to speak to you and great to hear the way you sound this morning.
Thank you so much. I have a wonderful aide. His name is Voltaire. He's from the Philippines. And he does a lot of therapy with me, does a lot of exercise. We try to walk every day, and I go twice a week for therapy, you know, for my hands and my legs. And Baruch Hashem, I've made definitely progress.
Amazing.
My wife always says, you know, when I say, how long is this going to take? And she always says, just remember, Ma'ayan Bosa, where you came from. A year ago, December 6th, I could not move my left hand. I could not move my fingers. I could not move. I certainly couldn't walk on my own. So Baruch Hashem, there's definitely progress been made. There's no question. And now I'm back on the speaking circuit. As a matter of fact, after our program, I'm going to Borough Park. I'm speaking for about 100 women.
There's nothing that can stop you, Rabbi Crone. Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara. And in all seriousness, just for a moment, you did feel a tremendous outpouring from around the world. And you always talk about chesed, and you talk about, you know, being in touch with people who are in difficult situations. It must have been so heartwarming for you to hear from so many and know how concerned we were.
You're so right. I could not believe how many people called me and told me that they've been listening over the years on TorahAnytime.com or other places where I speak. I was so touched by all these people that were davening for me every day, and all those people that called and sent texts and said how much I mean to them. You know, it's very, very humbling, but it was very reassuring.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. When did you decide that we need a Rabbi Pesach Crone book on tefillah?
That's a good question. I've been talking about every person having their own sitter for years, and to underline certain expressions in the sitter so that your sitter's talking to you.
Wow.
And I have a speech that I give. It's called Your Sitter, Your Life. And for example, I'll give you a small example.
Sure.
In davening in the Hallelujahs, we say Harofe L'Shavurei Lev. That's right. A compliment to Hashem that He heals the brokenhearted. But take a look at this. I once heard from someone, what are the first letters of those words? Harofe is Hey, L'Shavurei Lamed Lev Lamed. That's Hallel. That's the greatest praise you can say on somebody who can help somebody with a broken heart. So I have that underlined in my sitter. You can't do that in a shul sitter or a yeshiva sitter. It's not yours. So every day when I daven, I see those words underlined, and it's talking to me. Remember, life is not about you. There are a lot of people with sorrows out there. You got to try to heal the brokenhearted, those who are having marriage problems or having children or kids off the derech or panosa. There's so many problems today, Rahman al-Islam. I don't have to tell you what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So, but if you see these things underlined, then, you know, it's tremendous. Like, for example, in Baruch Sha'amah, I have a great story in the book about this Galenin Rebbe who was once in jail. They had arrested him in Romania, and they put him in solitary confinement. And he was saying Baruch Sha'amah. And he was so upset. He came up with a question that he had never come up before. And he was so upset. Why didn't I think about it before? And what happened was, the whole mantra of Baruch Sha'oma is positive. Baruch Oysa Bereshis, Merachem Ala Oretz, Merachem Ala Briyos. And all of a sudden says, Goyzer Umakaye. Right. That Hashem makes a Gzera and he fulfills it. That's awful. A Gzera is a terrible thing. And he said, Hashem, don't let me out of this prison until I figure out how this fits into Baruch Sha'oma. And he said something so brilliant that I have it underlined, and I always tell it to people when they ask me to give them chizuk. Umakayim doesn't only mean to fulfill. Umakayim means to have kiyum, to be able to exist. So what the Baruch Sha'oma is saying, Baruch Hashem is blessed. Goyzer, sometimes he has to make a gzera on an individual or a family, Umakayim, but he gives him the strength to exist through it. So every one of us goes through challenges, but don't give up. Don't give in. Just remember, Goyzer Umakayim, you can make it. It may be a gzera, but you'll have kiyum and you'll be able to manage through it.
Unbelievable. Great Vard, right? Pesach Kron is with us. The brand new book is The Magid on Tfilah. I like the fact that your very first entry deals with kavana, deals with the importance of actually understanding and concentrating on each and every word. You actually have an allusion to the to one of the biggest problems that some of us have, which is speeding through tefillah. I guess it's a natural, right? Before you even start to talk about tefillah, one must understand how important it is to have the proper intent and the right concentration during tefillah.
I think it's so important. And what you said at the beginning of the show about Art Scroll, how they have improved our tefillah. I think every person should have a sitter, whether they have interlinear translation or just the Art Scroll on the other side with the English translation, so that you know what you're talking about. I'll tell you a great story. They say that there was somebody who was davening Rosh Hashanah in Philadelphia, and he saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky using an Art Scroll Machzor. So the kid went over to him. I guess he must have been close enough to ask this question. He said, Rosh Hashiva, is it fitting that the Rosh Hashiva should use an Art Scroll Machzor? So Rav Shmuel opened up to V'chom Aminim, and he said, you know the title of these words? So he said, the boy said, no, it's Sir Rav Shmuel said, I don't know him either, but I'd like to know what I'm talking about when I dive into Hashem.
A very good pitch for what Art Scroll has done, to say the least. Rabbi Kron, by the way, has analysis of every section of tefillah from the early morning brachas to Pesukim de Zimra to Shema to Shemona Esrei to Hallel to Shabbos, to unique tefillahs. It's all there. But there's so many important things in the first section of the significance of tefillah. And one of the things you speak about, Rabbi Kron, is the importance of davening with a minyan. And I think it's one of the things that we talk about concentration and kavana, how important it is. I think that a lot of people don't understand how different davening is when done together b'tzibur.
I agree with you 100%. And one of my most proudest moments in this last year was that I actually was able to hard to believe that I daven Shacharis, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur for the Yom.
Wow.
I've been davening for many years. People couldn't believe that I could do it. I tell you the truth, I couldn't believe myself that I could stand for so long. But what you're saying is when the Olam is in it and they're singing together with you, and that's what's davening with a minyan. When you daven with a minyan, there's some people that just bring out the best in you. There was a fellow in our shul. His name was David Schoenbrunn. I used to love just to listen to how he davened. It was as if he was counting money, every single word, slowly and properly. You know, he wasn't worried when the chazan was finished with Shema or Shema Nesra. He davened so beautifully, and it was an inspiration. And we know there are certain people that are inspiring the way they daven. So when you daven with a minion, you're part of that whole group that's connecting to Hashem.
And people talk about, oh, don't you want to say Baruch Hu? Don't you want to make sure to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah and Kedusha? But it's so much beyond that. I sort of like to say, and I think you're basically saying it, that when you're together in a minyan, the result or the total is greater than the sum of its parts. It's not just 10 people davening together, but as you described, the whole experience is so much more uplifting and really adds so much more to one's tefillah.
There's no question about it. And especially if somebody is near a yeshiva And the yeshiva davening is slower than the balabatim's davening. And the guys in the yeshiva usually are with great intensity. So it's just a very, very beautiful atmosphere to be in.
To say the least. Also, you talk about a sari shonim. You know, a lot of us have trouble and difficulty being among the first to shul. And, you know, even though we would never miss an important appointment, sometimes the chakras appointment is not exactly on time. The fact that you've pointed out how important it is to be among the first group in shul is, I think, very vital.
Right. And I have a fabulous story that for many years, the guy who the story happened to, I didn't know who it was. And I'll tell you what happened was he had a furniture store. It wasn't a furniture store and it wasn't in Milwaukee, but he didn't want I should say where it was or what it was. So fine. So he told me that one day he comes to shul and a guy said to him, you know, every day you come to shul, but every day you come late. So he said to him, what's the difference? At the end I come. And a couple of days later, there was a fire in his furniture store and the fire department came and they couldn't save his store, but they saved the next store. They hosed it down. And then he realized that Hashem made that happen because at the fire department, at the end, they also came. But that's not enough.
Oh my gosh, is that powerful.
And so I was once in a hotel on Shabbos in one summer, and a guy comes over to me and he says, I'm the guy. I said, you what guy? He says, I'm the guy who said at the end I come. I hugged him and I kissed him, and I said, you can't imagine how many people have been inspired by that story that you went through.
Oh, my gosh. You stunned me with that one. You stunned me with that one. All right, Pesach Kron is with us, the brand new book. Go to artscroll.com. It's called The Maggid on Tefillah. Again, The Maggid on Tefillah, great Hanukkah gift, by the way. You might want to check it out. It's really for all ages to enjoy and to really be inspired about Tefillah. And every single section of Tefillah is addressed in the book. I'm obviously doing the bigger topics with Rabbi Kron and more general ones, but every single section is addressed. By the way, Rabbi Kron, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I sit here wondering, because you know me, I'm always into trivia. I wonder what the most underrated part of davening is. You know, a pasuk or a passage or a paragraph that we say that you wish had more popularity, you know, that had the same notoriety of Shema, Shemot Esrei, and Aleinu. Do you ever wonder about that, like a section or a piece of tefillah that is underrated and really you wish more and more people would reflect on it?
I'll tell you, Altira, there's three paragraphs in Aleinu. Aleinu, Alkenakava, and Altira.
Right.
And many people don't say Altira. The girls' schools, they do say it. And I know Chabad says it, but many people don't say that third little paragraph. And I have such a fabulous story that has changed me because of what happened the day of 9/11. The day of 9/11, I got a call from Mrs. Reifer. She was the principal of Shevach High School at that time. And she said, Rabbi Kron, you got to come to the school tomorrow and give us a Torah perspective of what happened. I said, what are you talking about? I'm terrified myself. You know, and also I'm confused. I have to prepare. I can't just do it. So I said, give me a couple hours. Okay, so I called Rabbi David Cohen. I called other people. I looked in the swarm. And the next day I went. Now, she gave me a little introduction, and I remember more what she said than what I said. So she said, girls, we went through very great difficulties yesterday. 3,000 people were killed, you know, in Twin Towers. And then she said, at the end of Aleinu, we say, Al tiro v'parat pisan. Don't be afraid of sudden terror, O Mashiach v'shoyim kisavoy, and the Holocaust of the Rishayim when it comes. We say to the Goyim, Utsu Esa Vasufa, you can have a plan, Dabu Dabu Valoyo come, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to come to fruition. Why? Because Hashem is with us. So she said to the girls, you're going to go through challenges in life. You're at the beginning of life. You're in high school. Just remember, don't ever be broken. Why? I was so taken by that. And then, so I decided that afternoon I'm going to start saying Altira every time.
Wow.
Now, in the beginning, when you say it, you know, when you have a Kabbalah, you do forget them once in a while. But now it's almost impossible that I should say Aleinu without Altira.
Amazing.
But I just want to tell you something.
Sure.
When I started saying it, I began realizing the third pasuk is so unusual. It says the word Ani five times. I. and I'll read it in Hebrew. You won't believe. V'yatzikno anihu, v'yatzeva aniyazbo, aniyosisi, aniyazav, aniyazbo v'amalei.
Right.
So what is Hashem saying? Yeshaya is quoting Hashem. And so what I said is that we live in the me generation. I want, I need, I crave. But take a look what it says here. I help. I'll be with you when you get older. I will be with you. I made you. I'll carry you, and I will save you. So I have those anis underlined because then I feel that Chazal, who organized the davening, wanted before you go out to the world, it's not about you. What can you do for somebody else? I help. I do. I care. And I have in every single Altira, I have those anis underlined. And that's what I think is so underestimated, that, you know, people daven, and I feel that this can teach you as you're leaving, whether you're going to learn or you're going to work, whatever you're doing, just remember, it's not about you. How could you help somebody else? Just like we said before, I really feel this very late. So the Sid is talking to you, and that's what I think is one of the most underrated feelings. Another one, you know what I think is underrated? Moedim, saying thank you.
Wow.
We have so much to be grateful. You know what once occurred to me? Moedim, the word Mem Vav Dalet Yud Mem is equal 100. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it's showing us you got to be grateful for 100% of the things that you have.
That's great. And also 100 we always associate with Mea Brachos. You got to make sure to...
That's right. That's exactly true. Right.
Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately and in a timely and proper fashion. You must have loved, you know, because every time you write a book, obviously every author knows this, every time you write a book, you're completely obsessed with the topic through the entire duration of the research and writing. You must have loved having Tfila speak to you for all the months that it took to actually put this together.
Oh, no question about it. And I'll tell you something, that I began realizing new things in davening. You know, every morning we say the bracha zaykev kefufim.
Right.
Hashem straightens out those that are bent. But when I was at the Kessler Rehabilitation Unit in West Orange, which is a fabulous community, got to make a whole program about West Orange. But I realized...
Oh, you must have met my friend Joe Rosazada.
Oh, gosh, what a topic. Oh, I was going to talk about him.
He's the best.
But listen to this. I began to realize Zekiv Kafum was going on your fingers. You know, if you can't move your fingers,
right,
and now you can open them and move them.
Right.
So Zekiv Kafum has a new meaning.
After your experience, it certainly has a new meaning, is what you're telling us,
that's
right?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow.
And then what I started doing was, you know, when you do therapy, you have to do certain things 5 times, 7 times,
right,
10 times. So I would take a pasuk or a phrase in davening. If I had to do something 5 times, I would say the words, kol ha'neshama tahalo, kol ha'luka. That's 5 words.
Gavaldik.
And if I had to do it 7 times, I would say, So I was davening a whole day because every time I had to do reps, you know, I would say these words. And, you know, I told it to some people that were not well, and they also had to do therapy, and they felt so connected to Hashem. You know, David HaMelech said, V'ani Tfila, I became a person of davening. And that's really what happens.
Unbelievable. You know? Unbelievable. What incredible messages. Everybody out there, we cannot recommend it highly enough. I think I say this every single time Rabbi Krohn is on, that we can't recommend his book highly enough. The Magid on Tfila, Stories and Insights to Elevate Your Davening. If you've enjoyed this conversation, believe you me, you're going to enjoy this incredible brand new book about Tfila. Go to artscroll.com. As we always selfishly say, make sure to use promo code radio and enjoy your discount and free shipping, and add another volume for I Pesach Krohn into your personal library. Rabbi Krohn, what do you think when you walk into a house and you see somebody has 30 of your books?
Well, they can't have 30 because I've only done 20. Never.
So how do you feel when you see they have 20 of your books?
You know what I do? I want to see if the pages are bent, if they use them.
I can tell you there's a lot of bed pages out there, a lot of people who really get inspired by your work. Continued good health. Have a Freilich and Chanukah, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Can I must tell you one thing.
Sure.
Do you know what Chacham Avadi Yosef said once? You know what Mashiach stands for? Madlikin Shemoinas Yemei Chanukah.
Wow. Wow.
So we're hoping that this Hanukkah is when it's going to happen. Mitz Hashem, that Mashiach should come and remove all the terrors from Klal Yisrael.
Amen to that. Thank you, Rabbi Krohn. All the best.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
You kidding? Our pleasure. All right. Pesach Krohn, the Maggid on Tefillah. Plenty more coming up. If you want the book, go to artscroll.com. And again, make sure to use promo code RADIO. It's a great Hanukkah gift. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.